Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Sister Shonda, number is it a 214 or a 773? It's two other lions lit up.
Huh?
Sister Shonda's supposed to be on with you. I'm trying to see which one of these. Let me go to the 214 number. 214-405, y'all.
Hey, this is Mahir. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother Mahir. All right. How you doing, Pete?
Imagine the shock in your voice.
I do not recognize that number.
I can hear the shock.
Yeah. All right. Let me see if this sister Shonda on the other line. 773, Sister Shonda, did you?
Yes. Peace, brother.
All right. Hey, Peace. How you doing? Okay. Everybody's on, brother. The one.
Okay. Well, Sister Shonda is her thing.
Okay.
Yeah. well, brother, but why are you? You got nothing to say? You here? Did you have nothing to say today?
I want to listen to Sister Shonda since she ain't been on in 10 years. I mean, something like that. I know you're going to do it, but I looked up the definition for propaganda. And, brother, when we apply that definition That means Christianity, government, Democrats, Republican Party, all of this is based upon a doctrine. This is a heavy subject, so I want to listen to how Sister Shonda is going to bring it to us.
Well, you know, Brother DeWa.
Brother DeWa, you know, you and I have been of the military type. They don't call it propaganda, although it is. It's simply called PSYOPs,
right,
psychological operations. And it's directed to whomsoever they deem as their enemies. And when they pull out the full wagon of all of the methodologies, look at the word, methodologies they intend to employ, you can well imagine and put some money behind it, some serious thought behind it, and they're about to get busy. So that's what I want to say right
absolutely.
Now.
Yes, absolutely. Brother Maher, peace to you, brother. Been a minute.
Peace.
I've seen you and her.
Yes.
Well, greetings, everyone.
They're cute in the background.
You can hear them?
Yeah, I can
hear them. Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all got to be quiet. No, not now. Go back in your room. Oh man, let me tell you something. That's an interesting group right there. They're my grandbaby job. I hope they can cooperate. Just let me know if you hear them. They're supposed to be in their room, but you know, I'll do the best that I can. But anyway, greetings everyone, and to our listening audience. I'm excited to be here with you today. I'm very pleased with that, and I hope that you are at peace and in good health today. Good health is something that seems to be flying by us these days, but we have an opportunity today to show our scholarship, and everybody is a scholar if they accept that for themselves. No one has to give you an MD or PhD or a doctorate degree for you to be a scholar. So today, what I will do is do my best to lay out my scholarship of the events that have passed over the last 2 years. And thank you, Brother Maher, for coming and joining me on this. And I'm certainly glad that you mentioned PSYOP, because I do have that as something that we do. Propaganda without discussing a psychological operation. So
right.
Now, the thing that I want to point out is that these events that we are experiencing, they did not happen haphazardly, aimlessly, or by chance. None of that, you know, plays into what we're experiencing right now. This is a grand scheme, a wonderful played out plan, that is, depending on how you're looking at the plan and what side of plan that you're on. So with good observation, and we've talked about that so many times, we can see what is behind the curtain with good observation. We can make major conclusions about SARS-CoV-19. Brother, talk about, I can hear them myself, so I know them well. Y'all can hear them?
We can hear you. I hear you clear.
Okay, wonderful. So, now, when it comes to SARS-CoV-19, we're going to walk down what was behind the curtain before everyone's seen this play out, and look at the propaganda that we have become succumbed to, I should say, as a result of that. We will also look at the vaccines and the implementation of those vaccines that are in this country, the three major companies. It's Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. And between the three of these companies, they have bought on, I really do not like to call it a vaccine, because mere definition of a vaccine, they have failed to meet that. But I will call it a so-called vaccine, but because, you know, so that people could be able to get the message clearly. So here are some things that we need to be aware of immediately. As Brother talked about, and I'm so glad I want him to come back on that, is to talk about a PSYOP. It's the AKA PSYOP, right. But the professional name is the psychological operation.
Right.
And since so many people depend on Google, I just, you know, go to their definition. They are not hiding anything for anyone that is an observation and that are willing to take their time and energy and go search the things that are here. So on,
right.
According to Google, psychological operation or PSYOP are intended to convey selected information and indicators to foreign audiences to influence their emotions, motives, objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of foreign governments, organizations, groups, and individuals. Now,
yes,
if
exactly.
You just go back to emotions, then everybody got into an emotional uproar over dying COVID-19. And so much
right.
fear was put into people that they were terrified to the point that they agreed to stay home, they agreed to wear a mask, they agreed to social distance. So that worked. And what was their motive?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back and look at the motives too. But Brother, go ahead and talk about that right now, the psychological operation, as you started earlier. Go ahead and reiterate what you were sharing with us.
Okay, so let's go back to the word propaganda first, because PSYOPs is under the umbrella of propaganda, okay? And you always have what is called a minister of propaganda, regardless of what country you may go to. It's usually always doled out of the intelligence community of each of these countries with a quote-unquote formal government. Now, propaganda. Here's the definition, again, on Google for propaganda. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. How you like that? How you like those apples coming out the gate? So they're telling you right off the rip, this is the umbrella that PSYOPs and anything else, social engineering, whatever they want to call it, all come under this umbrella of propaganda. Now, let's go back to when they first came out with this alleged virus, okay? All right, in science, you was taught that there's a certain something that the surface of it is called corona. What is the surface of that certain out in space? What is called a corona? The surface of the sun.
Right.
You think about that? Yeah. So the surface of the sun, before they started saying COVID-19, they were already saying corona. So whatever they're supposed to be trying to get people psyched up for, okay, and it was also at the same time said by a big interest philanthropist who said if it was left up to him, he would block out the sun. Why? Well,
right.
That's another story for another day, because the sun isn't just the sun. Okay? So when we were made with all of the DNA strands that's contained within us, they said that us so-called African-Americans, we have more DNA strands than even the Africans. How about that? So our ability to overcome, adapt, is wired well within our system. So someone may attempt to try to cause us harm, and I'm not saying harm isn't being caused. I'm just saying someone who attempts to do that, our DNA has enough soul patches, like the I'm in IT, so I'm going to use these analogies, and you kind of figure out, you can understand where I'm going with this. Whenever something needs to be updated on the operating system so it can handle a new situation and condition, a software patch or security patch is released. The operating system, the brains, the hardware is already in place. You don't need to replace the hardware. It's already there. So we have the ability as a people to harness and to make best use of anything that has been thrown at us. They know that. They're now discussing this and some YouTube videos where they're short clips, but they're saying this now. And no one else on the planet is accounted for that except us right here in these lands. They're talking about us like
yes,
that. So everyone has a reason why they don't like us for one reason or another without coming out and saying it. Well, guess what? Medical science is now coming out and saying it. Hey, they're not going down like we predicted and this, that. We got them to come out. They're going to go ahead and get these stings or whatever they want to call them. Now, break down another part of this thing. Okay, so we said corona. That's what it was called, and that's how they worded it when it first came out. I say corona, that's what the surface of the sun is called. Exactly what it's called. No difference in the spelling. I said, okay, so why would they do that? And then the next thing they said was they used the term COVID-19. So I had to separate the word koi, which is in the Greek writings of Ovid, okay? You put the K in what they're trying to tell you, the K in front of the K-O-V-I-D, replace the C. Because, see, in Greek there is no C. In Hebrew there's no C, and in Latin there's no C. It's a K sound. So replace that, and you got something is likened unto it.
Let me add something to what you're saying about the word COVID, and then we can move on, is that when you spell that word backwards as well, then in the Hebrew language, that is a word that means evil, wicked.
Yes.
They are definitely, this is definitely a mission. And one more thing I want to point out before we go any further about this PSYOP, and you mentioned the surface of the sun, and also, I don't think you said his name, but Bill Gates. I want to take, let's go back to, look at the definition again, and there's something in that definition that is real relevant to how this played out, and that is a convey of selected information and also the motives and the objective reasoning. Because there was an event called Event 201, and what we can do is all of this information that we're talking about and the places of which it comes from, I'll put them on my Facebook page. So when we're done, then, you know, we'll put the link of the show as well as the information. So you'll be able to get it as well as any information that we might be referencing, even the definition.
Okay.
But Event 201 is an event that we should be aware of that took place in 2018. I think it was 2018. But that event itself was basically about playing out the entire event of a global pandemic. And the purpose of that event was so that they could play out absolutely every piece that went on. You could see this on YouTube if you just put it in YouTube Event 201. And it shows you exactly what was going on with them. So that means that this is the word that I got with this is conspiracy, because that's another word that we need to look at, because they have tried to, in their propagandizing the people, is to look at different words and say, oh, that person is a conspiracy theorist. But if you look at the meaning of conspiracy, it says a secret plan by a group to do unlawful or harmful. So when you look at Event 201 and the things that took place in that, was that not a conspiracy upon the people and the societies of all worlds to bring about a catastrophic event that would bring pain and suffering to the people? And that is what this event was about. I'm not going to go into details of that event because people need to go look at that and hear these people. But here is what you absolutely need to know right now for the case of us talking about this, is that there were some major players who brought this event together with government people from all around the world, government here who was all complicit in bringing this event together. But it was sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates organization. So they were a part of this, and John Hopkins University, their John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and the Center for Health Security. Whoever heard of that? And then the World Economic Forum. this is critical information for you to know what was behind the curtain so that we could realize that this, again, was not nothing that happened aimlessly. There was a complete aim and purpose of this event. And the other thing is, keep this in mind as we go, Bill Gates is not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but what I will say about him is that he could be called a scholar. But people who are like us who talk about the events that have happened, our people say to us that we're not doctors, but we're trusting Bill Gates, who have publicly on YouTube too spoken and said that if we do a really good job with vaccine, we can depopulate the world by at least 20%. Is that correct?
No, actually, that number is 2/3. The 20% is
he
expects to be. No. He said it the way you heard him say it. See, because that's the thing that when you deal in propaganda, there's also a lot of doublespeak. So you can catch him saying reduce the population by 20%. America's population is currently 300 million plus. When they are done, they are expecting, this is their hope now, it's a wild dream, they're hoping that 100 million, maybe less than that, is what's left here in the land. So they are making a plan, but the forces above us also have a plan. And the forces above us is the best planner as far as what they're trying to do. See, they've been at this before, I want to say, the last created generation of humans on the planet, which would be us, showed up. So there's some things in history we must flip around. I know we've been taught a few things and stuff like this, and this is all part of the indoctrination, the indoctrinated miseducation school system, where they say, well, everybody came from black. No, you need to prove that now, because it's well known that there was five distinct human races on the planet. Okay, which one are you? And so folks who speak their language know this to be a fact. People go to church, you're using some pieces of it now. Well, you're a Gentile. What does that mean? That's a human race, but they religiousized it, which is a huge problem.
Now,
because now everybody's walking around saying they can be
say,
this word. But, yes.
Now, this is what I would like to say about what you just said, is that you said the forces above. And for me, I think that the forces are within us. I don't think that we have to look outside of ourselves. That is part of why we get knowledge, so that we can apply it, because we came here with the force. And the force has to be in our knowledge and our application of our knowledge. If we are waiting for an outside force to help us, to come and save us, then I say pity us, because these are the signs that have already been put out. These are the things that are behind the curtain that we need to know about, so that we can be able to prepare ourselves like they did. Because if you go back
to
event 201, then you'll see when we come out of it, my question I kept asking myself before I even knew anything about event 201, I said, how did they have all these damn signs in place? They had the plexiglass ready. They had already decided what businesses were essential. They had already decided that they were going to put people in masks. So all of this came out of that event because they pre-planned it. Now, if we're going to say the force is above, then we have to say the force is below, because everything has an opposite and equal reaction. If we say then that means that they got the devil that can help them if we keep saying that the force is above. But right now,
well, I'm going to say the devil is them, because the word only means your adversary. It's not somebody with, as you know, with a red suit, horns, and a pitchfork stabbing somebody in their side somewhere with a tail. It was never about
that.
That
is correct.
It was about a distinct group of people who had it in for us. When they stretched out, I watched a video recently of a brother who's a doctor, older gentleman, and he made the point that when they stretched out our DNA, okay, not everyone of color on the planet, our DNA.
Right.
The encoding in the DNA is God is eternal. That's not a joke. That's part of our inner operating system. Now, me being in telecommunications and doing the IT stuff, I can tell you this when dealing with that level of it. Okay, so you have the person who manufactured the system. You have the person who created the operating system. So they know everything about it. They also gave this system a sense and a form of personality. So it is self-aware, like we are supposed to be. So we're getting into what you're saying. What did Bill Gates say in 2005 when he was talking about what they need the vaccine for? It was to shut down certain faculties in the brain so that
right.
you would not connect to the sources, because all of our technology that makes us what we are as a people is not the junk we walking around with in our pockets right now. You putting the key and starting the car up on all that, that's not our technology. That's not our stuff. Our stuff comes from another source. Like one of the good brothers who is a good friend of mine is Dr. Phil Valentine. So him, brother Bobby Hemmett, and all these guys, they always talk about this. So we've been, you know, discussing this for a minute before there was a such thing as an internet. So we know about this. We understand it. I see it in technology. I see it in what you call the realm of metaphysics. So there are some forces that down here, they're trying to get their physical armies in place to battle against, they call them alien hybrids. And this is a general saying this. Okay, this is not secret. It's not somebody said the general said it. This guy is opening his mouth, white guy, and he's saying it. And we're like, yeah, we already know, okay? Y'all been at this for a minute, okay? Which explains their origin here in this world as real. So there's some of us, Sister Shonda, that depending on within the realm of certain levels of information, we do what we do. And on the back end, as well as the front end, we'll all catch up with each other and how we are here and has been tasked to be on our purpose. That's the word I want to use, because you can't do things that's not inside of you. You can't do it. So they know that, but what they want to try to do with their stuff that you're just talking about is, according to Bill Gates, I mean, he had the whole thing, he's given a briefing, it's at some college somewhere, and he's showing what part of the brain needs to be shut down and why it needs to be shut down. He says to curb extremism and all, these are the terms he used. So you're standing up and becoming you were the purpose to be. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's two things I want to point real quickly about what you, in the conversation that you just said, was that number one, that I think you might be talking about Dr. Edward W. Robinson, who was
talking, I think so. It's a recent video.
Right. It's these. It was a total of, I think, 11 or 13 scientists who came together from all across the world who wanted to know that the question was, how is it that we still can maintain ourselves after all the shit they've done to us? What is it
that
we have inside of us which took them on their quest to test the strands of DNA? And the name of that, they didn't even want to put it in publication. They did copyright it, but they didn't put it in publication because it was never supposed to get to us. But the name of it is called Global Patterns of Linkage Disequilibrium at the CD4 Locus and Modern Human Origin. Now, who is who going to even know what that means?
Most of us don't.
The average person has no idea what that means right there. That is some biology type of information that they are talking about right there. That now, at that time, they said 9 strands of DNA. But now they discovered that is even more than that. So can you imagine the trouble that they find themselves in? Because now
when it comes to our race. And that's what the brother was saying. Our race, not everybody black on the planet has this.
That's right.
There's something
that's
about us in
people.
America that's very different.
Salika,
yeah, they know it. Go ahead, sister.
Now, I want to come back under the psychological operation because, I'm going to come back to that propaganda too, but under the psychological operation, a.k.a. PSYOP, is that it is important for us to also pull the curtain back and say, where does this virus come from? The history mm-hmm. of this virus was born at the University of North Carolina, and it was funded by the National Institute of Health under Dr. Fauci's okay and authority. And
right.
it was called gain of function, but they came against the gain of function because they said, wait a minute, this can be used as a bioweapon and should not be used because it could be used against humanity. So what
yes.
they did was they sold that research along with two other his people, went into a Wuhan lab, which is the Wuhan Institute of Science and Technology. Now, this
mm-hmm.
information is really critical for us to know how to react to the situation that we are in right now. We are deep enough in it that this information should be known. Now, you can go on YouTube right now, and you can find Rand Paul. Rand Paul
okay.
is getting on Dr. Fauci's ass about
I saw that YouTube video 2 days ago.
Exactly. About
and
Fauci
the title is he should be
percent.
In jail for having done that. That's the title of the video.
Yes, this is correct. So we need to know this because now you will know what kind of defense you need to have against this psyop that
right.
is being taken place, and you will be able to understand what is the behavior that you need to take because they had a behavior in mind by putting all this fear-mongering and captivating your mind, your energy, and your physical body in this psyop that has been carried out into the entire world. And it was organized by corporations, government, and organizations, and carried out by
right.
the medical society as well. We need to know this information. So we're pulling the curtain off today so we can
right.
see what's behind it. And then we will know that the propaganda is what has brought all of this forward. But we couldn't get the propaganda unless you, just like you, when you first started, you talk about, wait a minute, we need to look at what is a psyop.
Exactly.
Because you couldn't get
yeah,
to
exactly.
the you couldn't get to the propaganda until you looked at what the word psyop means. Go ahead, brother.
Exactly, because that's a specific function where these people are trained, certified, so to speak, in that level of deception. And the thing is that they can look you, as you know, straight in the face. All human beings have this capability of running a psyop on somebody, whether they know they're doing that or not. And now they're using the population at large, predicating off of their and profiting off of their ignorance. Look, man, you need to go and get the – hey, look, do you know that they're preparing for you to melt, have a biological meltdown? What they are going to say is going to play out as part of the zombie apocalypse. Are you aware your DNA, as one guy said, starting six months to 3 years to 5 years, they've already prepared for it. And what are they going to call it? What the military is going to call it? Headshots. They're not worried about shooting a person who's so out of control, drooling from the face and everything else. They're not interested in hitting them in the chest with some rounds. They're going to shoot you in the head. That's where this vaccine went and did his magic. And shut down, and we call that in the IT world, his operating system is corrupted. He can't respond properly. He's still alive, barely, or she. And what we have to do is now quarantine him off somewhere without us trying to cause harm. So we need to get ready for that part of it. That's not exactly behind the curtain. They've been talking about this zombie apocalypse since 2011, 2012. They've been talking about this.
Agree.
But they weren't exactly
yes.
linking it yet to it's going to be a result of this. Now they are. They said things are going to go horribly wrong in the world with these vaccines. And now you see some of these people, like some of the YouTube videos we're discussing now. You see these people coming out talking about it. And it says people, it's going to be awful. It's going to be awful.
You
so
know,
you have to prepare yourself for how you can help your loved one who has taken this shot, because they're going to want you to help them.
Right.
And you know, brother, this is what you're talking about right now is, let's go through this. I call this part of what I was going to talk about today, the protocol of health.
Sister Shonda.
Yes, go ahead, Brother Dwyer.
I'd like to say something. This is called psychological warfare. When they got the information through census that they had 42 million people believed that they was black African Americans, well, then he knew that he had at least 98% of these hybridless mutations. That's what a black African American is. He knew he had your mind. So he knew that whatever he fed your mind, you was going to believe it. And he also knew that this was called anxiety. He also knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Why you see right now it's only about 2%. It used to be a 5%, but we're in the 2%. Your DNA that you got in your body, certain one of us have a certain system, have you to fight off all viruses. They can't control us with viruses. They know that who they hybrids and mutations are by what you call yourself, because they got your mind. Everything is mine.
Right.
Everything is mine. You had to understand. You had to understand that a virus is psychological warfare. This is what the government calls psychological warfare.
Right.
So what we,
which is called biological warfare.
Right.
Biological germ. And,
right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
NBC, Cole. I mean, Dwyer, me and you know it as NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare.
Right. And see, this is why people like me and you, we're not up under their power. They can't influence, but they know that they got 42 million. They know they got the masses of people, and
mm-hmm.
that's the people that will be eliminated. It's good.
You know, Dwyer and Brother Maher, this is what I would say under that protocol of health. Here's what we have done as a nation of people. We have outsourced our health. We have outsourced our mind, and we have outsourced our body. That we do not depend on nothing within ourselves to make any sound decision. And they knew that when they came around with the health protocol, let's take social distancing. The human being is naturally sociable. So if you social distance, that is going to, as you said, Dwyer, that's going to stress you out. It's going to create a loneliness.
Anxiety.
Yes. And then if they put a mask on you, then the mask is not only going to give you a health consequences by breathing in your own air. Anyone who knows a little bit about science should realize that's not a good idea to have on a mask all day. But also a mask is going to give you a psychological attitude of being docile. You're going to go along to get along because you have no more expression. You can't see anything. You don't know how to make any sound judgments. That's why when the people rob you, they got on the mat. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to see them. He could be a coward behind the mask, but he got a gun, so he's going to rob you. So you know what I'm saying? So all of these things have happened under the protocol of health. In addition to that, the hospitals who are complicit in this entire thing, their immediate protocol was a part of this too, because they asked the question, how did they know they needed to have ventilators? And why were they putting people on ventilators? That did not even make sense to put a person on a ventilator and not even try any other protocol. One of the protocols that they did give people when they came to the hospital was a medicine called remdesivir. Well, remdesivir, and Dr. Fauci, you can go back and look in the CDC, and he said that it was he wasn't even for the medicine because the medicine was blowing out your kidney. So if your kidneys are being blown out and you're being put on a ventilator, what are your chances of survival? They're not very good. And they outlawed protocols that were helpful for people that plenty of people use, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. These are their medicines that they use. I'm just talking about their medicines. That these are some of the things they could have used on people, but they said that anybody who talked about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin was a conspiracy theory. They was against the government. They putting out misinformation. This just goes back to the psychological problem and the propaganda that they have put upon us. I know somebody has
to agree.
Say, go ahead, brother.
You were saying, Dwyer.
No, that's all I wanted to say is everything is dealing with they dealing with your mind. Now, it's a certain one of us that they can't F with our mind, but they F with a person. If you're a Christian, Democrat, and a Republican, and a black African American, he's fucking with your mind big time. He got you.
Right.
He got you. You don't see the
nature. He knows he does.
Shit. But he got everybody but the Nation of Islam and a few of us out here that call ourselves, I call myself a Yah man. He knows that this ain't even included. The Nation of Islam and us ain't even included in this 42 million black African Americans that ain't been here but 50 years.
No, they not, and they know it. They
and
know.
Fools. And they know this because it was designed. And see, I have to go back on your ass to protocol number 10.
Uh-oh.
And the number 10, what do it mean? They told you in protocol what the hell they goddamn this that this Goheen was going to do to your ass.
But Dwyer, don't listen to this, though. You talking about the same people who read books and where that's why I say that we outsource our health. Because we outsource our health to an industry that has been into existence for less than 300 years. And the herbs and all of the healing that we can do for ourselves, the herbs and the spices, they all came with the earth. So we already had given up for ourselves. So therefore, the propaganda was really easy. It was easy for them to give us disinformation and facts that was not good. And they argued against everything somebody brought to the table. Even when Trump was talking about hydroxychloroquine and he just came off his hip trying to explain what it is. And oh my goodness, did they jump on that?
Yeah.
So they arguments. They, you know, and they create influence of imbalance in the society. And right now, it's the vaccine people who are coming against the people who are unvaccinated. And so all of this is a part of the dissemination and the propaganda. But let me just hold on for a brother. I just want to say that before we go on, that there are some things that we need to do for ourselves. The action that we need to take right now, you need to be taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. You need to be taking quercetin. You need to be taking elderberry. There's a wonderful natural product process that you could do to make your own hydroxychloroquine, which is take 4 grapefruits and 4 lemons. Make sure they're organic, and you could put them in your crock pot and cook them for 4 hours, and the pills. You only want the pills. You can boil those pills and simmer them for 4 hours. And the liquid is what you take every day. It's going to be bitter, but it is good. And a lot of people can't stand bitter anymore, because if they could stand bitter, then they could stand the bitter information that they get when they tune into this channel. They can get the bitter information when they hear the truth. That, you know, they got to do something for themselves. So we must come back to some of the things that are good for us that came with the earth that we can use to heal ourselves. I wanted to make sure that I got that in. We must do as much as we can to enhance our immunity, because the first line
right.
of people that died were the people who had weak immune systems.
Right.
So we
and
gotta
know
do
that.
Some of that.
Right. I just wanted to edify what you were saying. I had seen another video of some guy who's a doctor. I believe he was standing in Senate, in the Senate. This is like maybe 2 weeks ago. And you could have heard a pin drop with all the stuff he was saying. Okay? And this guy made it quite clear. He said all of the folks coming into the hospital now, okay, are folks who have received dosage one and two. But they're trying to – but this is propaganda. He didn't use that word. I'm using the word. They're trying to say, well, the folks coming in, these are the unvaccinated folks. He was there to let them know, no, that's not. These are the folks who were vaccinated. And he says, and right now, surgeries are being performed to remove the blood clots because we know that stuff causes that. You could have heard a pin drop. Nobody told him to be quiet. His time was up. No. And then there's a sister. I saw her video probably about 2 weeks ago as well, and she is
Dr.
a neurologist.
Park.
I mean,
and that doctor, his name was Dr. McCowan.
I couldn't remember his name. I've never heard him before. Right. And so she was killing him. You could have heard him. With her talking, you could have heard a pin drop, and that's not an old woman either. So basically cutting through and dispelling the propaganda. When propaganda meets the truth, the stark truth, not some imaginary truth. Because when you deal with imaginary truth, that means the opposition is controlling both sides. So you have to always be very, very careful when you start dealing with propaganda. Because then all of a sudden it's like, who are these people? I don't know who these people are, but these people are claiming that they're standing up for the rights of so-and-so. Yeah, but I've never heard of them. Who are they? What are they talking about? Who authorized them? By what authority and for what purpose? So that's my military off the rip. I'm going to always submit that to an acid test. And the other thing about what Dua said about who and what we are, you know, somebody asked me how do I classify myself. I answered them in Cherokee. Ani Awiya. We the principal people. That's how I answered them. And so when I went in the military, my military record said American Indian. And my dad wanted to make sure that I put that in there, and they didn't have me mislabel me. I wasn't allowing myself to be mislabeled by some other, as we say, nomenclature.
Yes,
so they know what time it is.
And
there's a small percentage of us who do know.
They do. Yes, they do. Now what I would like for us to do is let's take a look at before, because we're coming to the last 15 minutes of the show under they're not protocol under the health, but these are just some points that we can just quickly talk about that people are saying about the vaccine, that they are myths. One of the myths that they're saying is that, well, they're challenging, is that the COVID-19 isn't that bad. And the reality is that it's really a flu. And, you know, we've had some really bad flus in this country before, and this really was no different, even though it was man-made and it has a patent number. And matter of fact, let me see if I can find one of these patent numbers. Here it is. Here's a patent number, US7220852B1.
That's a wrap. That means they made it.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And this is just one of them. There is a guy who works with the is responsible for all of the patents, and he says that they have over 300 coronaviruses that they have patents for, and that is also including the CDC, which automatically makes them, that to me is a conflict of interest for them to own patents of a virus that they're supposed to
keep in
to
mind
get
the CDC is
people.
Not a government agency. It's private.
No, they are not.
They're supposed to be they're not supposed to be government. The last I heard somebody talk 2 days about that, they say the CDC is not a government agency. It is
not. And so so if you look at the COVID-19, it really is 99% recoverable with the right protocols. And that is the biggest thing right there. With the right protocols, it is 99% point something, depending on your age and your condition, recoverable. So
right.
then that makes us have this question, then why the vaccine? Because as of today, I want you all to listen to this very carefully. As of today, the people who have been terrified by a virus that is 99% recoverable, who have went ahead and subjected themselves to this bioweapon, here's the reported
right.
numbers that they are saying right now today. There is over 13,000 deaths, and the death of this vaccine is more than any vaccines they have had over the last decade, and some of them
yeah.
say even of the life of vaccines. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
You're like, why is this still on the market? There has been
and you
over
can't sue them.
600 yes, you cannot sue them. They have
right.
complete recourse.
Right.
And it's
yep.
over
no culpability nor any liability. Exactly.
Nothing.
Do you know who they're going to use as the fall guy?
I think corporations, but what do you think?
China.
Ah.
Because they already have been putting it up. This is military stuff. This is all part of propaganda and psyops. So they want the world to believe in the Wuhan lab, the Chinese did this. This is all part of another plan that when everyone, they're expecting folks around, other governments are expecting folks around the world to go buck wild. Total anarchy, breakdown. And when this happens, this is how they're playing it out. China and Russia will launch a strike against this country. That's the propaganda, okay? And the U.S. having to defend itself will wipe out the entire country of China. Russia will still be here. That's a plan. I'm just telling you, it's a plan. I don't mean that they're going to be successful
yes.
in that. But this has been the deal for a long, long time.
Yes.
And
other thing to look at with this vaccine, Brother Dwight, was you saying something?
And see, this is what they got you looking for. And it is completely opposite of what is the fact. Because right now,
right.
if Russia wanted to conquer the United States, they don't want a wall here in the United States. They don't want to blow this place up. The Zionists don't want to blow this place up over here,
right.
America. This is the new Jerusalem to them.
Right.
Complete opposite, because if Russia wanted to conquer the United States right now, they could goddamn put both of them two nuclear subs on, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and call Biden and tell his ass that he got to surrender, but they're going to bust the bombs, and then you got to surrender without firing a shot. Nikita Khrushchev said in 1930 that they can conquer the United States without firing a shot. They can do it
right
now.
Right, he did.
And
yeah.
your army, the reserves that's in the Chinese army, that's not the rest of his military, is 5 million people. You ain't even got 800 and some thousand people in your whole goddamn military in the United States. How in the hell is
right.
you going to beat China? You can't beat them. That's propaganda.
Right. That's why I called it that.
America is already bought, sold. It's just the people they trying to gradually bring you down.
Get rid of.
Misery
needs company.
Right. I'm looking at the protocol. I know what the goddamn protocol said they were going to do over here.
Right.
And they do exactly what they said they do. And they already know one thing. Let me iterate this. They know that the three Ruffins, see, the great seal of the United
yes.
States of America is that of the Illuminati Masons. So they know that the three Ruffins, in order for the three Ruffins to work, it took 450 years. From 1555 to 1870 is 314 years. They release you before the 450 years. You add that 2005, everybody, meaning that everybody born after 1970, he had completely genocided you, that you would call yourself a goddamn American.
Why do you think you call yourself a black African American? It's because he got your goddamn mind. He got your mind.
Yeah.
That's why you call. Why you call yourself a Korean American, a Japanese American, and won't even speak your language? It's because this Goheen know he got your mind. This is how they tell the record of what? How many of these Chinese Americans will we take to them? How many black African Americans is it? 42 million of you ignorant ass people. So that's how you know because he done did this on his own race. The three Russians, he done put them on his own race. All of this he done did to you. And then he can decapitate his ass.
So Dwyer and Brother Mejia, let me just run. I always run out of time. Hey, but listen, check this out. They said that when they first came out with the vaccine,
You come back next week.
Okay, all right, that'll be cool, brother. You gonna come back with me too?
Yeah, I'll be back. And you guys get to hear me speak my fake French. Vous-vous. I'm sorry, I had to let that slip.
We need some of that. Now let's look at this. They said that the vaccine was going to permit people from transmitting this to other people, and that is not correct because now they have publicly come out and told people that you still can transmit the virus and you still can contract the virus. So that means that that automatically let us know it was a failed vaccine. The other part to
No, they planned it that they planned it that way.
Yes.
Because they also said after you got the vaccine, you can't have sexual relations, but they told you that after enough people got it.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did that.
And when you speak of that, they because you couldn't have sex, and also it is attacking the sexual organs, which is rendering a whole people infertile. So they're doing an excellent job in their plan. And that spike protein, which is the virus itself, that is a very wicked thing that they got going on because the spike protein is going in and creating all types of antibodies that are fighting against the entire body system. So we need to know about that. And we're going to see continuous more variants because they've already patented them and they already know how they're going to show up. And so
another thing, Sister Shonda. Why do you think they promoting homosexuality? Ain't no children being born. Look, and they taking over. Look at the homosexual. What percentage are they in the United States? The Lisbon and the faggot, he ain't having no babies. That's a form of genocide right there. Where you won't have no population, no sense, children.
Right, and let's not forget that we got to keep, and I'll just put that out here as a reminder that Barack Obama was very instrumental in bringing about this type of life that we see right now that is before our eyes. And because he and Michelle Obama, they both were a part of this. She wrote a book about it, and he brought it into law. So, and one of the young people that we see right now that they have out here in the entertainment world to come after our young people is this Nas X. Is that his name? I think that's his name. Yeah, Nas X. And so they recently show him with a picture. Supposedly it's on his album. He is pregnant.
Yeah, I saw that.
White
pregnant with flowers and all that. Yeah, we talking bad about that on my Facebook group page.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, this is all a part of the propaganda, and they are being very successful. But because we're doing what we're doing, I think that the force is within us, is coming together, and we are putting this information out here. There are a lot of people that are waking up, and there are a lot of people, according to some of them, there's only still this. The lady, Cynthia Park, said at the time that she was speaking, that there was still 70% of black people had not submitted to this. So they want us in a big way, but stay away from that. if you can stay away from it, please
right.
do. Go to alternatives, you know, medicines. I'm going to put all of this information as much as I can up on my Facebook page. And if you want to follow me, I'm on Facebook at Shonda M. Parks. And you can also go to my website, Shonda M. Parks, to support me. And I appreciate being here and being with you all today. It was really wonderful. I'd love to come back next week. Brother June, call me.
Absolutely.
I need to talk to you.
Okay, all righty.
All
righty. Y'all have a great one.
Everybody.
All right, yeah, that was a very good program. Very good program. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Brother Drew.